KDW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There could be a deal in place soon in at least one part of the Middle East. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to convene his cabinet and vote to approve a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal with Lebanon. Barring any surprises, the cabinet is expected to vote yes.
The deal calls on Hezbollah to move 20 miles from Israel's border and on the Israeli army to withdraw completely from southern Lebanon. Crowded skies, crowded highways this holiday of the 80 million Americans traveling at least 50 miles from home during Thanksgiving week. Most of them will be driving, and they will be enjoying gas prices that are considerably lower than last year. Special Counsel Jack Smith moving to dismiss all charges against President Trump because of the Justice Department policy prohibiting prosecuting a sitting president. The president-elect announcing tariffs against Mexico, Canada, and China that he says he'll impose on day one of his new administration. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a good start to the gun deer hunt season. DNR officials say they saw a great turnout Saturday for the season opener, from individual hunters to families out in the woods together. They also say there were no injuries or incidents to report from the season opener. As the season continues this week, officials are reminding hunters to continue to wear their bright orange gear to make themselves more visible to other hunters. And also, prepare yourself for colder temperatures later in the week. Summer, spring, fall, and yes, even in winter. If you like outdoor recreation in Wisconsin, you can help the DNR with the SCORP. Melissa Kay reports.
The Wisconsin DNR is asking for public input on their statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan, or SCORP. The SCORP looks at why people enjoy recreation in Wisconsin and also asks what barriers people have that may prevent them from participating. States are required to complete SCORPs every 5 years to be eligible for participation in the Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. You have until December 15th to submit comments online by mail, phone, or email. Find out more at dnr.wi.gov.
Governor Tony Evers announced Friday that he's granted another 172 pardons. This brings his total number of pardons granted to 1,436. The Wisconsin Constitution grants the governor the power to pardon individuals convicted of a crime. A pardon is an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone's convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. A pardon does not expunge court records. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Giannis named Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. That after leading the Bucks to a four-game winning streak. Right now, Giannis, averaging over 32 points a game, is the most in the NBA. The Bucks are in Miami to play the Heat. NFL, Packers safety Xavier McKinney made his seventh interception of the season against the 49ers Sunday night. The ball intended for Deebo Samuel. I asked McKinney what happened next.
So I just played for the tip, and luckily it bounced right to me. I was in the right spot, and I was able to make a play.
The Packers host the Dolphins Thursday night, kickoff at 7:20. Badgers football on Friday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota at 11 a.m., playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe.
Regardless if it's Friday at 11 o'clock or if they had to put it at Saturday at night, it comes down to a one-game season. It comes down to a battle for an axe, and anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in either one of these places.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny, a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high 33. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36. Thanksgiving Day becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Our record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel. She's going after the fake electors. Trump might get a pass, but the Republicans in Michigan won't. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course worldwide with the Civic Media app, 25 in Green Bay, 23 in Appleton, 22 in Oshkosh, but a 16-mile-an-hour wind coming from the northwest, which makes it a little nippy out there. We're joined by Chris Leonard, author and senior editor of the Press Times, which is a very, very favorable paper of ours. We really enjoy it with all the way you cover all the local things happening within, I don't know, however many miles from right where we're sitting right now. Welcome.
Good morning. Yeah, that's our stance. We're very hyper-local.
Yep.
Multimedia Channels, our publishing company, really strives to.
And what is your footprint with the Press Times? I love your paper. I want to start by saying that. And this show, Civic Media, Sage, who owns the company, wanted a radio show that was a little bit more local focused, you know, because there's so much news on the state and there's an unbelievable news on the federal government and world news. You can't miss that. But what you've done in just this paper, Johnny and I were reading this morning, it's just, we're grateful for that. So how far do you go?
So it's Ashwaubenon, Howard, Suamico.
So it's greater Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah. We stay focused on that area. We do have a publication like Kewaunee County. So Denmark and farther north all the way up to Door County would be in our Kewaunee County footprint.
It's almost a little bit, and I mean this in a complimentary way, it's almost like an old school newspaper mm-hmm. with the way you cover local events.
Thanks. Yeah, we don't have a social scene, though. You know, we don't have the little...
Yeah, which is fine. which is great. But it's just so funny here. All morning we talked about the CPAC things, and here in your paper is a huge article on those. I mean, you're just reading the article out loud here during the break.
Right, and we were talking about my neighbor who plays for Notre Dame. And you did a great job covering the sports. And I think the Press Gazette, man, we like Scott Vinci. He's a great guy. He's been on here a couple of times. But
Ariel?
Yes. But I'm talking about the sports side, though.
Oh, and yeah.
It's just not what it used to be. And I think you guys it's two pages instead of a paragraph.
Yeah, we have a small staff, but we have a really dedicated staff. And Tori Wittenbrock, our sports editor, she gives it her all.
Great. Yeah. Excellent. So tell me, give your background a little bit. Because when I was in college, my dream was to be a sports writer, not a sports BSer, so to speak. And I mean, I wanted to work for Sports Illustrated or something like that, write feature stories and those kind of things. Give us a little bit of background, because somewhere along the lines, there was that spark, I want to be a part of journalism.
Yeah, that started in high school, but I had an advisor that her and I didn't really mesh very well, so I kind of went a different direction. I went into communications and met my ex-husband and went into business with him for about 15 years. And on the side, I started writing.
Where'd you go to high school?
Colby High School in the center of the state.
Yeah. Cheesemakers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you bet. Love my cheese.
They had a great quarterback, Kurt Baumgartner, that came from there.
We graduated together, good friend.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
I think he's living in Medford now.
All right. But he played at Stevens Point, was phenomenal, and then drafted by the Packers.
Wow.
Played for the Packers during the preseason.
And I don't know what, there's a National Museum for College yes. football yeah. in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's in there.
He no made kidding. That. Yeah. Wow. And you graduated with him.
Yeah.
At a class of how many?
Good guy. Oh, well, then we probably, well, it's small compared to like right. Green Bay, probably 100.
Oh, okay.
Now they're way smaller because now that's turned into Amish and Mennonite country.
Right.
So they've like taken lockers out of the hallways, you know. They've really reduced in numbers.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
And the Amish and Mennonite schools are all popping up all over.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I got a theory on that, but we'll talk about that. Okay. I really
he has
do.
A theory on everything.
I do.
I got a theory on that. How much time do you got, Chris?
How are you doing recruiting writers, talent? Because so, it's a kind of a little bit of a, I just want to say that one could perceive that as, don't get into that, it's a dying industry, yet you kind of are the phoenix.
No, yep, we're the phoenix rising for sure. So we have this great internship program of which John Kramer, who was a good friend of yours, is part of. It's backed by the Packers Give Back and Nicolet National Bank. And this is where we're really seeing our new writers coming in. And we're teaching them and they're teaching us. We're learning new ways. We're coming truly multimedia now with the help of them. You know, they can guide us and we can guide them. So we have 9 interns each semester that we work with. And some of them stick. Some of them decide they don't want to do that because it's really a 24/7 job and you really are on deadline. And it's tough. It's a tough industry. And this is a good way for them to see if that's the direction they want to go. But we're finding that's where our new writers are coming from. We've seen them go on in our own company, places like Channel 2. We have Shane Fitzsimmons that went there. So that's where we're seeing our new talent come in because, you know, I don't want to say I'm old, but for a while there.
Hey, you're talking to two guys. We're talking about who was the hottest of the Golden Girls.
That's right.
Okay.
And we,
so you do not have to worry about me. Todd.
That is
Todd,
true.
Help her out here.
That is true. So all right, what were you getting at that you're not.
So, you know, our we have an aging demographic in our company as far as editors go. So now we're starting to build the younger people are coming. Okay, well,
don't feel alone at all because everybody does. I mean,
yeah.
look at City Hall. I mean, again, 300 people are going to be retiring out of the city in the next couple of years. And you got to get younger people in, not someone who's 5 years younger because then you're going to go through the whole thing again. You got to get somebody who's 20, 25 years younger that wants. And the only way they're really going to learn is through an internship. I mean, they'll learn in college in theory.
It's the best thing there is.
But internships are awesome because you can say, you know what?
You're in the real world.
Especially if you're going in deep, like to medicine. You know, I think an internship is good.
Yeah. And, you know, like as far as journalism, a lot of the colleges have done away with the journalism program.
A lot of big, like prestigious ones have dropped journalism.
Really?
Yes.
It's not a focus.
Yes. And when I was in school in the late 70s, early 80s, that was right after All the President's Men and everything and investigative journalism. So that was like the cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Thing to go into.
The media made it really, really a cool industry. I told them about the pencil in the air. You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they dug pretty deep. But, you know.
What? Pencil in the air? What?
I think that's those old reporters always had a pencil.
In the ear. I thought you said in the air.
Okay. Oh, no. Well, John, that's. Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
So, Mr. Mayor.
Right. Mr. Mayor, cigarette.
Let me ask you. And that is not far from the truth.
Right. Coffee and cigarette.
Cigarette, pencil behind the air, and they're smoking while they do the interview.
And then breaking a story. You know, that was in the old days, that was really breaking a story. And we all know stories that were broken by the press. Even just lately, well, not that lately, but City of Industry out in California, those guys were scamming their taxpayers, and they were having these meetings. They weren't really illegal. They would notice them, but nobody would come. And I think the mayor was making like 500 grand, and it was just crazy what they were doing. And a reporter, a young reporter, like, I don't know if it was an intern or not, with the LA Times, is like, something doesn't seem right over there. Those guys are all in jail now because of the because of the print reporter. Isn't that? I think that's a great
that's
story.
Nice story.
It is. And I think that can. I think there's a lot more.
There's
of that
still a place for that. There's no question. Chris, let me ask you a little bit about your being an author.
So, yeah, I'm going to be releasing my third book
about
Curly Lambeau. And what started it was...
Can I tell you something real quick? I don't mean to interrupt.
Nope.
So I was back home.
John went to school with him.
No, but I found a very nice handwritten card from Marguerite Lambeau to me.
Really? Absolutely.
From 1989, I think it was. I was doing the Lindy Infante show, who's the Packers head coach at the time. And she was a big fan of the show. And she said, you know who I would love to meet, if it's possible? The coach's wife, Stephanie Infante. And Stephanie was like, oh my gosh, I could meet the Marguerite Curly Lambeau's wife. And it was so cute because we had it set up for the Union Hotel. Mm-hmm. And Stephanie goes, okay, Marguerite, I will pick you up at 11:30. She goes, why is that? And we're thinking, oh, well, for lunch. Well, I know that, dear, but why are you picking me up? Well, to bring you there. You think I can't drive and drive it since 1929. All of a sudden, it's like, okay. But it's just neat, even on the little sticker return address, Marguerite Lambeau, so-and-so.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Oh, I'll be more than happy to drop it off.
After all the research, I'm really invested in.
Oh, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
You picked Curly because it's Curly Lambeau, or was there something more than that?
No. So early on, I came to Green Bay two and a half years ago. I came to help and ended up staying. You know, this community is something else. It's a small town feel in a big city. And you don't get that just anywhere. I went to college in Milwaukee. That's definitely not the place. But so when I came, I talked to Dr. Don Sipes early on. He's the president of the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, Inc. And we were talking about, you know, educating on what the archives have and about Packers history and how we can do it. We were collaborating. And not long after that, they found these busts. These sculptures of some of the major players in the Packers in the archives, and they were all busted up. And they found an artist to repair, or a sculptor to repair them, and then they were donating them different places. The first one to be donated was at East High School, where donated Curly Lambeau.
Right.
And we were surprised at the younger kids, how they didn't know Curly Lambeau, they didn't know the history. So that got me down a rabbit hole of doing research. And I got really invested in his story, trying to understand the guy, because my grandparents had always told me, there's always a reason why people are the way they are. You should really get to know them before you make judgment. So getting into that research, it just took me down a rabbit hole. And the book is a result of that.
Did they ever 100% identify, like, the house he grew up in?
Yeah.
Oh, they, okay. Because there was a big controversy about that for a long time, right?
Yeah, they're pretty sure. Well, They moved around. They were really transient, so they had several, but yeah, one of them was identified.
Okay.
For sure.
Wasn't that, didn't the attorney buy it and he has a lot of tailgate parties there?
Yep. Yeah.
That's really?
They rented out. That's a good house.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It is really nice.
What street is it on?
Irving.
Was it? Yeah, oh, okay.
Irving. Yeah.
Irving. Oh, I wouldn't be able to tell you where it is. I mean, I know Irving, but I mean,
I'll get you invited to a party.
Okay.
It's a brick house. It's very nice.
Pick up my book.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do that too. We should do that.
Absolutely. Actually, you guys reviewed my last book, 50 Strong. On local veterans?
Yeah.
Yep. Very nice.
When we come back, we're going to do a very quick break here, and I got to feed the meter. When we come back, any surprises in your research?
Yes.
Stay with us.
He was an interesting Leonard, character.
Author, senior editor of Press Times, back right after this. Well,
you're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app on a chilly morning out there. Bundle up the kids. If they're going to the bus stop, of course, I'd imagine that I'm ready to be there right now. All right, time to school.
Should be.
Yeah. Chris Leonard, author and senior editor of the Press Times, a paper we really, really enjoy around here. But I'm just fascinated on your love of history and the Curly Lambeau story. I mean, there's so many. You know who would have been a great person to talk to back in the day? Lee Remmel. The old sports writer and public relations director, because he'd tell his stories once in a while about going on those trips to California and on the trains, and just seemed like a romantic way of being involved in sports in those days, getting on the train and going to New York and this and that, and 5,000 people would turn out at the depot here when they came back. That aspect is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, and early on, I had reached out to Cliff Crystal.
Sure.
And asked for guidance on it, because I know he's got a knowledge base that's, watermelon head. He's got it all in there.
But Chris, two different people. Lee Remmel, all he knew were the Packers. I mean,
he lived and died.
No kids.
Literally.
Didn't have kids. And just, he just knew. You sit down next to him, and that's what you talk about. If you didn't know that, we went to a dinner one time, and they had assigned seating, and my wife sat next to him. I'm like, this is going to be interesting. She didn't know anything about football, and that's all he knew. But, it's like one of those.
Yeah.
That guy just knew everything. And Cliff Crystal, there's a lot of history here in Green Bay. So before we went to break, I was asking you, you'd written two books on Curly Lambeau?
Just one.
Oh, just one. Yep. Okay. So tell me what some of the surprises.
Well, I'm just going to tell you one.
All right.
Because I don't want to give everything away.
Well, I got to read the book.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Just give us a tease.
Right. There you go.
Well, this was a surprise to me, and it might not be to other people, but his grandfather had shot his wife on the street downtown here in Green Bay. I didn't know about that.
Pleasant surprise. I thought it was going to be something different. Yeah. Like he gave money to
Say that again.
His grandfather shot his wife in downtown Green Bay.
So his grandfather shot his grandmother?
Yep.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Why did he do that? And was he guilty? Huh. Or was it an accident? Or tell me a little bit more. Do I have to read the book?
He was guilty.
Really?
Yeah. And, he died too, so.
Oh!
Murder-suicide?
Okay. Not what I was expecting.
I know.
Well, when he went to get John Hudson from Alabama.
Right. Or he loved to cook for this and that. But, he shot his grandma. He shot his wife.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Didn't know anything about it. Other people knew.
Did you ever find out why, and this is something that a Lee Remmel would know, why Vince Lombardi disliked him so much?
No, and I tried to stay away from that stuff. I tried to make it just about Lambeau.
Okay.
About it, and less about sports. I do touch on the Packers. And
because even in the 1965, I think it is, yearbook, Curly Lambeau had died. And on the cover was Lombardi and Curly shaking hands in the stadium. You want to talk, look in the eyes of both guys. Yeah. They want nothing to do with shaking the hand of that other guy.
Yeah.
And Cliff has some back knowledge to that.
Oh, too. Does he?
He's got more on that. But have you seen his book set, Greatest Story in Sports?
Cliff?
Yeah.
I don't know if I actually ever have the whole thing.
If you want to go down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
The Pro Shop has them, and oh my gosh, they're all inclusive.
Nothing, oh, I want to see that.
Nothing is left out.
Wow.
It's a bulky read, though. You have to be a reader. Now, mine's a little on the light side, you know. Yeah. You don't have to. You can just be a sports fan and pick it up and read it.
I'm going to ask you this one quick question. I have to ask every author come in because I've written 4 books. I'm working on 2 more right now. And even when Mark Daniels was here the other day, and I said, Mark, let me give you 1 word of advice. When you get started, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Because it'd be hard picking it up after a while where you've been in that moment. Once you get that momentum going, roll with it. Would you, like for young, or not even young, but just for potential authors out there, I just want to know for a person who does it, some advice.
Yes, you got to keep going. Because, you know, the research kept me going because I kept on finding all these little things that I didn't know about that would make me dive in more. And I had 4 different people helping me. And there was just stuff that kept on driving the train, you know.
Yep.
But you got to keep at it. You got to make a schedule and make so much time each week.
It's like writing a term paper. So once you put it down and walk away for a while, it's so tough to jump back in.
Getting started was my challenge. Tell me about your second book.
So I had 2 books before this one that I wrote for in central Wisconsin. One of them was on the city of Marshfield, and the other one was on the Adler family. And the Adler family was a family that owned they were like a mogul, a movie theater mogul.
Oh, okay.
Back in the 1930s.
Adler Brew? No. Different family.
No,
okay,
yep,
never mind.
Different
all
family.
Right, all right.
So they own movie theaters all over Wisconsin, Michigan.
Oh.
And the daughters never married.
Okay.
So that's what drove that story. You know, the youngest daughter was still alive when I wrote the book. And in fact, when I got it, when it was published, her caretaker read it to her for 2 months and she passed away.
Well,
wow.
So she got to see the book. She was in her 90s.
That's cool.
What did they do at the movie theaters? They sell it to Marcus or they?
A combination. Uh-huh.
That was a tough business for a while. I mean, that was a really tough business for a while.
But it was fruitful for them for many years.
Right, right. Well, that's cool. That's an interesting story.
That was a fun story.
I bet it was. And then what was the other one?
Marshfield. Which is still amazing. I've brought family members there numerous times to Marshfield and from Marshfield.
Right.
That is, talk about on the middle of no place like for a facility that was built that's just beyond belief.
We're branded with the Green Bay Packers. You know, they're just branded with the Marshfield Clinic.
Yep.
And they need to lean into that. They don't want to change that. That is very, very cool.
And they're known for the Kodiak Bears, too.
The Kodiak Bears. What about the Bears?
They have two of the 3 Kodiak Bears in captivity. You should see the
in Marshfield?
The heads are huge on those.
And they're still alive?
Okay. They're young.
Wow. But I always wonder who somewhere decided, right in the middle of southwestern Wisconsin or so, whatever direction it would be, just western from here, decided to build this world-renowned facility.
It's in the book.
Yep.
Yeah. In the book. I just not giving it away for free, Johnny.
You're right. You know, it's always the big, you know, the Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, you know, the 3 biggest cities, and yet Marshfield is deserves to be on the map because of what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a set of nuns that started out that clinic and hospital. And
Belgian?
Then, yeah.
Seems like everything you read is Belgian nuns.
Catholic
yeah.
nuns. Names like Lawton and Laird, you know.
Oh, wow.
Took it into the next
big names.
Next level.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Chris Leonard, author and senior editor of the Press Times, which is just a wonderful paper locally.
Where can we get the new book?
Yes, that was my next question.
Oh, yeah. The book release. Yeah, that would be important. The book release is December 17th from 4 to 6 at Boss's.
Oh,
nice.
Fantastic.
And it'll be available there for sure.
Isn't that the greatest store in the world?
Yes.
I still walk in that store and it just feels good, doesn't it?
Yep. Yes,
wow.
It does.
Outstanding. Chris Leonard, congratulations. I know the time, effort, and everything that goes into putting together a book. And congratulations. Thanks for, please keep putting out this paper. And give my guy, John, a job. Could you hire him?
Oh, for sure. We'd love to.
Hook him up.
The photography's great.
He sleeps on my couch. Just, oh, man. We come back. John Kirsch from the Golden House. Giving Tuesday. Back after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A shooting in Appleton Sunday morning has claimed the life of 74-year-old Daniel Yedes Sr. Appleton police say the incident happened on South Sanders Street. They have arrested his son, Gregory Yedes, and have recommended charges of first-degree intentional homicide, fleeing an officer, and obstruction. Yedes has not been formally charged yet. He is to appear in court today. The Oshkosh Common Council votes today on a temporary ordinance that will ban alcoholic beverages in city parks. The ordinance responds to complaints of intoxicated persons violating other laws in the Opera House Square Park. If passed, the ordinance will prohibit possessing or consuming alcohol in all city parks through March 31st of 2025. Exceptions will be made for special events and park facility rentals. Wicked had one of the best opening weekends of the year. And as Savannah Tomei Olson explains, it's a Wisconsin actor's very first film.
Wicked shattered box office records. It's now the best opening weekend for a Broadway adaptation ever, earning $114 million here in the U.S., with another $50 million in other countries. And one of its stars is from right here in Wisconsin. Marissa Bodie plays Nessa Rose. If you weren't a theater kid, don't worry, I got you. The whole story is like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and we're following Glinda and Elphaba, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, Nessa Rose is her sister. The character uses a wheelchair in the original story, but Bodie is the first actor to take on the role who actually uses a wheelchair herself. She was paralyzed in a car accident as a child. Bodie is from Mazomeni. She's 24, and this is her first movie ever. Over the weekend, there was a big screening in Prairie du Sac, so her friends and family came out to support her and see the movie for the first time.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, mostly sunny, a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high 33, tonight 21, tomorrow partly cloudy, 36. Thanksgiving Day becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, political editor Dan Schaeff. We discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a sunny Tuesday morning. Special thanks to Chris Leonard, author and senior editor of the Press Times, and Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage Corporation. Of course, Mike Pritzel telling us the ins and outs of being an Uber driver this time of year. And right now we got John Kirsch from the Golden House Giving Tuesday. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you two guys take it away because you guys are pretty much in the same neighborhood of what you do.
We are. And that's a great program facility that you run for the community. Speaking of giving, I was just giving some money to the parking meter. That's why I was a little late coming in here. Sorry about that. So how are things going?
Meters need to eat too.
How are things going at the Golden House?
Good, good. I want to thank you guys again for having me on.
Great to have you on.
Yeah. So, we're kind of feel like we're getting settled in now. So it was about a year ago that we had the official ribbon cutting and moving into the new building, and just takes a while to get used to it, get ramped up to, you know, much larger scale and
beautiful
size.
Looking building.
Right. And yeah. You're staffed? That's always a challenge, right?
Yep. 100% with full to capacity, which again is always kind of a good and bad thing, right?
Yeah,
but you know, that's the services that are provided and need it. And so yeah, we've completely filled the rooms now.
For people that don't know, John, just give a little background of what the Golden House is.
Yeah, so the Golden House supports victims and advocacy programs for domestic violence in Brown County. So we're really the only organization that's completely dedicated to that. There's others that support around the issue, but we're 100% involved in domestic violence support. So that means the shelter, what we were talking about here, of housing those that are, you know, in immediate danger or just need a place to go because they've got to leave their abuser. So we have rooms there and really full support for those families. So
they can bring the kids.
Yep.
And you guys are and I think that's a really good point you're making, because do we really need another shelter? We're so focused. You know, I mean, you are focused on domestic abuse victims, and you know what you're doing when they walk through the door. You've got the staff there to take them. I work at New Community, and we take care of homeless people, individuals. They're not. They've got kids. We send them to the Freedom House. There's just other great organizations. And I think that's great that you focused on that. And that capital campaign was really, unfortunately, fortunate for you, but to get more rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. We just really outgrew the old facility. And, you know, there's a lot of things that change as you kind of maximize the room that you do have in the old building. You start to see, you know, it's this new building is just set up so much better for people coming in and wanting privacy. And, you know, security. All those thoughts went into designing the new building and how that layout should be. Because a lot of folks, we talked about it last time I was here too, a lot of folks aren't staying at the shelter though. I mean, we housed about, I think, close to 500 individuals last year. Numbers are obviously still accumulating this year, but we served over 2,500 people. Right. And so a lot of people aren't in the shelter. They're coming in for counseling or for legal support or advice or, you know, anything else that goes on there. So so a lot of people are in and out of the building throughout the day
as
well.
Can people just like drop in?
Yes.
I mean, just okay. And tell people where you're located.
Yeah, so we're right on just off the corner of University and Webster there. So so you'll see the building.
Right by the big food company. What's the big food company there?
Yeah, American Foods.
American Foods.
Right there. Next door, yeah. Yep. So Giving Tuesday is coming up, and that's an opportunity for listeners, for anyone to give. You're completing a significant capital campaign.
Yeah. Part of the plug I want to put in here is follow us on social media, especially Facebook, LinkedIn. For Giving Tuesday, we've been releasing a survivor story every Tuesday for the last few weeks. So part three is up right now on the Facebook page. I know I just checked before. So you can go and read that. It's actually from a gentleman who went through abuse and talking about the support that he got at Golden House and kind of his journey through.
Would you talk about that? Everybody in their mind has your residence in their mind. And I find a lady with a couple little kids and her husband drinks and
is a jerk
and abuses. And I see that. But last time you were here, you said people would be surprised how many males come to your place.
Yeah, I mean, it's a much lower percentage overall.
But I didn't know there'd be any.
But there certainly are. And, you know, yes, we all kind of think of that, I think,
right?
Or at least us guys think about that pretty quickly. But, you know, the same can happen. And obviously you've got to deal with, you know, abuse, whether it's, you know, kind of physical or emotional and verbal and things like that too, that escalate. Yeah, guys deal with it too. And again, anybody that comes in or calls in, will certainly get support from Golden House to be able to help them out and work through those situations.
I mean, that's great that you're a resource and that it's confidential. You walk in, you can meet with the counselors. And like you said, maybe it's just a few things that they need to do. They can still return. But if they can't, I mean, there's no better place than the Golden House.
Well, when you guys talk about Giving Tuesday, and like Jim, of course, runs NEW Community Shelter, or one of the people that run it. As Terry just fell out of her chair.
I work there part-time, but I love it. Yeah, no.
But Giving Tuesday, it seems like you guys want to give, but yet on the vice versa side, you only survive if people help give to you as well. So which hat are you wearing here today?
Yeah, I guess I do a lot more on the fundraising side and my role with the board and things like that. So we certainly want to encourage people. You know, there's a lot of great organizations we know around Green Bay. Right. And we work closely together with a lot of the organizations. But we want you to keep in mind Golden House as well. Yeah, like we said, we've been kind of publishing that series every Tuesday. There'll be one more next Tuesday, kind of the finishing one.
Okay, let me just say this. One of the coolest things at Jim's thing, I think, as far as for self-esteem, is they've got a winner's wall, Jim? What's it called? When people go through treatment and they do great and they're...
Yeah, if they want, right. I think you have to encourage people to... Right, and people that want
I
the
I feel like a lot of these people haven't had a lot of achievements...
Yeah.
In a few years, and to see their, and like what you're doing, exactly the same as they do, but on an actual wall, I think that sense of pride is very important.
Yeah, and we very often, again, usually it's without names, but very often, again, if you follow us on social media and things like that, we'll have our monthly newsletter, and there's often a survivor story in there talking about their experience and what they went through. You know, it helps, you know, kind of highlight a little bit what Golden House does, but it also, for a lot of people, shows them, you know, what somebody else has gone through and that, yeah, maybe, I should go get some support or look for some help here.
It makes it more personal and it's just first names. I mean, you're right. You would never put someone's last name on there. Yep. But I think what's important that people know is that there are a lot of good things to give to. I think we all need it about the same. You can make an argument, well, we need it more than they do. But really, it's that special connection. And to learn about someone who's there or go visit someone who's there or volunteer there, it's like, wow, this is working. And I think people need to give. I mean, that's the way this community works. It works a lot. And as you know, you've been on the board for many years. These capital campaigns, these operating budgets, it takes good people. And we have plenty of them here in Green Bay.
Yeah. I'll also highlight, John and I were just chatting about, unfortunately, you never know what organizations are going through for funding and stuff like that. There was a big reduction, the VOCA grants, which are I'm going to mess it up. I'm drawing a blank.
They were grants.
But VOCA grants got...
It's an acronym.
Yeah. It got slashed out of the federal budget. Budget got slashed significantly. And we took a big hit out of that funding for next year. And so, you know, those things, as well as a number of organizations around the area. So those things kind of get hit hard when you're counting on those fundings for, operations and things going on.
Yeah, some of us don't
been
really,
there, done that, Jim?
Well, no, just we don't really rely on the government because of what John just said. You know, it can be here today, gone tomorrow, different administration. It can be a little bit political. Or our big concern with government funding, and I think we're maybe 4%, you know, we would miss it if it was gone, but wouldn't hurt us too bad, is there's too many strings attached. You know, I don't know if the government gave you money and said, well, you got to do this, you can't do that. We don't operate that way. I mean, we've got a very independent system that's worked for 30 years, and we're going to continue to work that. So, and that's why I think we just need good people to give good money, no strings attached, to help a cause.
Yeah, there's certainly all the grants. There's certainly a lot of hoops to drop, to jump through and, you know, tell you exactly where it's going and a lot to do with that.
Check your overhead because when I was involved with that, man, they would check salaries and all kinds of things.
Yeah. So, I mean, we look for support from all different angles. You know, that's a part of it. But when something changes, you obviously have to adjust and make up for that.
Let me ask you this. Right. Breaking it down to the people on the street, if somebody out there is listening and knows of somebody in certain situations that you, in your mind, know you people could help, tell me the type of people. If somebody out there is listening and they know of somebody that maybe it's questionable if they need some help, tell us a little bit the protocol.
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing, usually the easiest thing, is just to place a call. Place a call into Golden Host and just find out what the opportunities are. It can be just talking over the phone with one of our advocates, but it could be setting up a convenient time. You know, the shelter location is open 24 hours a day, and that becomes important. Some people only get a couple minutes away from their abuser, and they need to be able to just make a call quick, or they can run when they're getting groceries and swing in there for, you know, 10 minutes or something like that. So
you have drop-in service.
Yeah. So having that, or scheduling it when you know you're roughly, you know, when you're going around, we'll figure out something to be able to work with somebody that needs help.
Very cool.
Wow. Yeah. And thank you for what you're doing. And this Giving Tuesday, let's just talk about that. Let's underscore that one more time.
Yeah. Follow our social media. Go look at those stories that are out there. I mean, you'll see some of that impact. And those are up there repetitively, but again, intentionally for Giving Tuesday. But, you know, we have a focus, again, to finish that capital campaign and support those operational needs. And we're really looking for as much community support as we can get.
Right. And Giving Tuesday, again, is that's when the community, you know, we need to give all year. But Giving Tuesday is when we really circle the wagons.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the original start of it, but it just makes sense, right? We have Thanksgiving, and then we have Black Friday, where we turn around and spend a whole bunch of money, right?
And then Small Business Saturday, we plug that too.
Small Business Saturday, and then Cyber Monday somewhere in the mix, and right? I mean, we buy a lot for ourselves and our family, but I do speaking for my work and do presentations and stuff like that, and I always carve out a minute or two to talk about a little bit about Golden House and domestic violence, even when we're not in the area, but also with you know, just giving back and the good feeling that it has just by, you know, whether that's time or money or whatever that is, it's always awesome.
What do you guys need, John? What can we do? What can our listeners do for you?
Yeah. Again, if you go to goldenhousegb.org, it's our website. You can donate there. So if you want to give, you know, give funds there, you can certainly do that. If you're looking to volunteer time, we have a stand at Lambeau for Packer games, for example. Like, we are taking volunteers for that, for stuff around the shelter. So follow our social media. We have posts on there of where we're looking for help when we need that help. So, you know, if you want to get involved, you know, money is a great way to do it. And we always appreciate that. Helps out a ton. But there are a lot of other ways to be able to get involved and help out.
Correct me if I'm wrong on one last thing, then I'll let Jim wrap it up with you here. People would be a little bit shocked that there is no social economic type of thing that goes along with people that get abused, is there?
Yeah, I don't know the particular statistics on it, but yeah, I mean,
it can happen to anyone.
The thing I've heard and been told and been, you know, seen, and just by me talking, people coming up to me and telling me, thank you for doing this, I've been abused, or I know somebody that's been abused. I always say, you know, from what I've seen then is, you know, somebody, you know, they might not be telling anybody, they might not tell you, but you know somebody
who's been
affected. Yes. Yeah,
it's here, it's real, you know, and we got to support it. And I appreciate what you're doing, John, at the Golden House. And this Giving Tuesday, again, it's a day when we as a community come together to give. I mean, this is a giving time of the year, but we also spend a lot of money too, as you just addressed, with all the shopping and things. So, and this isn't just individuals, businesses, we need the businesses to step up too. You know, I teach a class, and John's heard me say this a million times, we talk about profit, but then we talk about philanthropy too. And I have kids come to the community shelter and say, look, you guys, I'm not bringing you here to be scared. I'm here. This is what you got to do, because you're going to be successful. You can just tell some of these kids are going to do very, very well. And they need to give to the Golden House. They need what?
I'm not laughing. I'm just, something you told me about a group. I got to tell you a quick funny story. Some of the kids might be a little naive that come into your place to volunteer. It was like in the summer. Oh, and they did. They didn't have a lot of people come up for dinner.
We usually serve about 150 people, and we had these students come there, and it was, what was it, Labor Day, right?
Or, yeah, or something like that.
It was a holiday, and we had like, I don't know, 90 people. It's like, wow, this is really low attendance. And the guys, well, they're probably all at their cottages. And it's like, dude,
no,
you got a little bit to learn here. Great kid, and he's learning.
I didn't mean to laugh. But what do you say? Well, they're at their cabin. That's on the holiday weekend. Well,
like, ew.
Let's talk. John Kirsch, Golden House, Giving Tuesday. Thanks for what you do, buddy.
All right, thank you, guys.
Always great having you. And whatever we can do for you guys,
awesome. Appreciate it.
All right, quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after us.
Give a little bit of your love to me.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Ooh, Supertramp.
Did you go to the...
No.
Oh, we always talk about going to
love
things
this.
That we don't.
I tell you what, if these guys are awesome. I've listened to them for years and years. Love them. Thank you, Todd. Is that my going away present?
Well, it's also Giving Tuesday that we were talking about, and the song is Give a Little Bit,
it
right?
Is. It is. That it is.
I'm not talking to Todd for the rest of the day.
He's mad at me.
What happened? Again, I mean, it's nothing new, but anything you want to share with our listeners?
Just look at the screen.
Oh, yeah. That is my favorite picture. Thank you, Todd. Another Supertramp.
I could sue her.
No, I don't think
file a grievance. I could file a grievance. I'm my union steward.
Get her on the line.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, it's a busy thing.
All right.
Oh, man.
How are you, Maury?
Yeah, he's doing a picture of me with those huge glasses Nikki gave me. And then it's not funny. Okay.
I don't know. I love that.
I'm glad it's documented. So I'm glad someone did that.
Unbelievable. Okay. I got to ask you, what's up with I know the parking lot is all closed out now and whatever. Yeah. What's the latest on the statues? Do you have any inside skinny?
You know, there's a site that's probably top of list, you know, in downtown, which is great. I think it needs to stay downtown. It has to stay downtown. So yeah, it's a downtown site. So we'll see. You know, keep posted.
But nothing's been...
It's crazy the way this went down. But whatever.
I mean, I would think they've got to be moved pretty quick if they're going to start digging there, right?
That's true.
Okay.
that is the true statement.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Anyway, hey, so Thursday, you're doing the turkey trot?
Yeah.
You're good. Good. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Getting ready for that.
I have got shirts from probably 8 years in a row.
Those bright orange ones?
No, they can't change the colors.
I mean, sure. Yeah.
The turkey trot. They got a turkey
on the
front.
Yeah, one year I think they were blaze orange.
Oh, yeah.
One
totally.
Of those.
Oh, yeah. They're green, purple, or maroon, I should say. Anyway, that is, did I read that right? There's more runners on Thanksgiving than any other day. I mean, there's turkey trots all over the United States, right? And
I jogged through Central Park one time when I was visiting New York City. That was like one of the coolest things. I feel like I was in a movie jogging through the park.
Yes. I mean, I'll go there tomorrow, but I don't know that I'm going to jog through there. But yeah, we go there. It's just, that's a great, great park. And you talk about, can a city have a park?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better than Central Park. But anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, so I felt like I imagined myself in a movie.
Right.
Jogging through Central Park.
Lots of people watching plays, so you're probably feeling the eyes on you.
Actually, Marathon Man. Did you ever see Marathon Man? Dustin Hoffman?
No.
Oh, Todd?
Marathon
no,
man.
No, sir. No.
Late 70s. So I forget how it was. He discovered a former Nazi who had stolen so many diamonds from the victims of the Holocaust and everything like that, living in New York. And somehow he was going to go after him or whatever, whatever. So they grabbed him and they tortured him in this cabin. They took a drill and they drilled right into his tooth, okay, to get him to talk. And then what they would do, though, it was they would take clove oil and pour it in there and it would kill the pain right away. So that's how they tortured him. Was like, do you want the oil? Do you want the oil? Do you want the oil? It's almost like what I was doing with vodka at the at your golf tournament.
Yeah.
When I had the root canal.
Boy, they go through that much oil?
Yeah. And so that would, but he was jogging through Central Park because he wanted to be a marathon, and that was the whole scene. So I kind of visioned myself as Dustin Hoffman jogging through Central Park.
Okay. That's, I bet a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, no, it'd be fun. We'll see the parade. That'd be cool.
Yeah, tell her about your plans this weekend.
Yeah, taking off tomorrow.
I'm house watching, which is great.
No, I've got somebody else house watching.
Damn it. And Milton, I'm going to watch your garage, upstairs your garage.
Now, she's been over a couple times. She's all getting to know Milton. He's warming up to her, so that's good.
Oh, you're not taking Milton?
No.
Oh.
We're not.
Okay.
So
we, all right.
No, it's going to be fun, right? My kids love out
there. Yeah, good for you. It's fantastic.
And then my other daughter's son-in-law and granddaughter coming up from Nashville.
That's awesome.
They just sent me a text. They get in at 9:19. We get in at like 11, so they can go take their own Uber. Anyway, we're staying Fifth Avenue where the parade is, and then probably move to Times Square for the last 2 days because I like that. I like the energy down there. Rockettes, we're gonna go see that. So, I mean, that's what Thanksgiving is. It's getting together with family. No gifts, just you know.
You know what they don't let you do at Rockefeller Center. What they don't like, you know, where you can look down at the ice skating rink.
Oh yeah.
They won't let you sit on the wall. I get kicked off the wall. You can't sit in the wall. Why can't you sit in the wall? Are you serious?
What do you mean you can't sit?
You can't
what
sit in the wall.
Do you sit? No.
The where you can like lean over and look down at the ice skaters and everything.
And you sat up there?
Yeah, I sat
up
there.
No, you could fall. It's
really?
Lawsuit.
What are the odds of falling?
Pretty high with you. I don't think so. That's a good rule. Yes, we're going to. But Rockefeller Center, the Rockettes, you know, they kick their legs and all that. That'd be fun.
Oh, so I love the Rockettes. I'm not even kidding. I think that's pretty cool. I'm not joking about that.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not sure. I told you one time at my other radio station, we had a couple of the Rockettes.
Oh, when they're here?
In there. Yeah.
That's cool.
And one girl was from Manitowoc, and they just did kind of a thing, and it's mind-boggling what athletes they are.
Oh, my gosh.
They're athletes like you can't believe. No, really amazing.
Great city. So, we're going to have fun out there. You have fun, too. Who's subbing tomorrow, or who's
Nikki
here? Oh, yeah, she's great. She did that when you were in your deer stand.
Yeah.
Or supposedly in your deer stand.
I showed you pictures of my deer stand, what the view was from my deer stand.
That is true.
Yes. I don't think I'm going back up, though. I was thinking about going back up, but now the weather's turned really cold. And that's not a lot of fun sitting out there when the weather is really cold.
Now's a good time of year just to chill with family, a little wine, fire and fireplace.
Yeah.
Talk about how great things are.
Yeah.
The gratitude list. Hey, I was reading something this morning, but we don't have time for that. I was reading when you go around the table for the gratitude list, passive aggressive. Gratitudes, you know, like to say, you know, what are you thankful for, Mom? I'm thankful that my children are home because they're always too busy to come here.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, I'm thankful that.
Even though the kids don't really call or write, it's nice that one day out of the year they take time out of their busy schedules.
That's exactly what it is.
To be here before I die.
So, yeah, there's some of that happens at the table, too. But anyway,
we're
going to have fun. So,
yeah.
And you're going hunting?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm waiting for a phone call from my brother to see if, you know, he needs me up
Todd,
there to shut down the camp.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? I know you guys are going to talk about it tomorrow, but I'm not going to be here.
Sleeping,
so
baby. Sleeping.
That's right.
Gummyville.
Turkey puts you to sleep, so. All right.
Happy Gummyville, Todd.
Right. Yep.
He doesn't need the turkey to put himself to sleep.
that is true.
Thanksgiving afternoons. Packers, of course, big game against Miami that night. That's going to be a lot of fun. And fun show today. Well, Jim, have a great trip.
I will.
All right.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jude, and your family. And I'll be back tomorrow with Nikki and Todd. See ya.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation.